Hi, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. I appreciate you joining me today. I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin out behind the house, back in the trees here, and the background noise that you hear is birds. We've got a ton of doves and even had a hawk out here chasing a squirrel a little bit earlier. A lot of bird action in the background going on. But, you know, not too long ago, I did a newspaper article on hunting wild hogs, actually putting the wild pork to use. And I think it was titled something like, "Have Lemons, Make Lemonade, Have Wild Hogs, Make Pork." The crux of it was about putting fish and game to use. Today's show, I want to talk to you about bullhead catfish. Now, most of my life, I grew up, you know, fishing farm ponds and stock tanks, and the water would be less than pure. You know, cattle would be watering there, and horses. And there was a fish that we called them several things: chughead catfish, mud cats, which they were appropriately named coming from a mud hole, you know. But they were bullhead catfish. That's actually what they were. And I did some research on the bullheads. There's a brown, a yellow, and a black bullhead. And about a year ago, well, actually to the month, 1 year ago, Bob Lusk, the famous fisheries biologist, came out to my place, and we stocked some gravel pits that I have leased with channel catfish and bluegills. Put a good fish feeder out and started feeding the Purina Aquamax. That was all last summer. And of course, I quit feeding the Purina there at the dead of winter. Around Thanksgiving, the fish become somewhat inactive and I quit feeding it. Well, I kicked it back off around Easter, started feeding the Purina Aquamax again. The channel catfish are doing just fine. When they were stocked, some were 4 or 5 inches long, some were 10 or 11. Now there's some 15, 16 inch channel cat. I think this fall will be time to start maybe harvesting a few of those for the fish fryer. But right now I'm letting them put on some weight and especially letting the small ones grow and get bigger. But what I have discovered, I do fish for them, take the grandkids down there. And when I'm fishing for the catfish, I'll catch about one to every one channel cat I catch, I'll catch two bullheads. And I've done some research on them. They're the black bullheads. And they're going to be about 11 inches long, maybe a foot long, some of the bigger ones, just right in that range. But they are extremely fat. I mean, they've been eating that Purina Aquamax just like the channel catfish have. So they're in really good shape. Well, I started catching them, and if you follow my writing or our High Plains Outdoors here very long, you know I like to put fish and game to good use as food. Well, I called Bob Lusk, and I asked him, I said, "Bob, how about, what's the scoop on bullhead catfish? Are they good to eat?" And his answer was, they are what they eat. In other words, if they're in an environment of muddy, a mud hole, if they live in a mud hole, they're going to taste like mud, I guess, thus the name mudcat. But this is a sandy and rocky, deep gravel pits, you know, clean water, actually all clean water because of floods the past 6 or 8 months. These fish are in the perfect environment, so I thought I'd try them. Now let's fast forward to some testing that I did a couple of days ago. And on our website here at High Plains Outdoors, hppr.org is the website, and then you can seek out High Plains Outdoors. I've got a picture of the fillets and of the bullheads I've caught. I took some and actually I cut around the heads. I cut a line down the top of the backbone, and then I used some pliers and I skinned them, old fashioned. Skinned about 4 or 5 of them, and then I filleted them. So what we have with each bullhead is a couple of fillets. About, the fillet itself is probably 6 inches long, but a lot of meat on them. So I did a few of those like that. And seasoned them and put them in some hot cooking oil, you know, dusted them with some cracker meal. I tell you, I could not tell the difference in those and channel cat, folks. So that's today's tip. Bullhead catfish, they're very easy to catch. I mean, you can catch them on earthworms, crickets. I was using actually a punch bait, a catfish bait under a floater. So if you, I bet you live close to some bullheads, get a chance, go out and try to catch some. Take the kids with you because it's an action type fishing. Make sure and tune in next week. We're going to talk some more outdoors.
Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoky & Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, and Night Sight.